Resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
Start this drive off here. Lakers will have a minute 20 before halftime. As the kick is going to be actually the onside kick and squib kick down at the 35-yard line. And Seth Bowles jumps on it right there and does not want to even try it. He just goes down to the ground. So Lakers will start at their own 35-yard line with a minute 19 here to go before hitting the locker rooms for halftime.
Yeah, not all bad field position. Lakers still with a timeout or two to their name. So far had some success passing the ball, Dustin Katie has. So let's see if Coach Grybauskas is feeling like he needs to air it out a little bit, see what happens, and put a little pressure on this Aggie secondary.
From the 35-yard line left to right across your radio are the green and white Lakers. Green jerseys, black pants, flat green helmets. Power pistol to the right, receiver wide each way. And Dustin Katie rolling to his right, flushed out of the pocket, has to get rid of this one. He keeps it, and he's still on his feet. He actually reverses fields, and he's still on his feet, and a flag flies at the end of it, and he's actually going to get brought down at the 33. There's about four different times that play could have ended, but Dustin Katie continued to keep it going, and it's going to be...
I'm not sure if he should have just thrown that ball away and killed the clock.
It's going to be a block in the back against the Lakers.
Well, that'll help set them free a little bit. That's probably why that play continued as long as it did.
So the flag sits at the 34-yard line. If the officials try and figure exactly what they're going to do here. And they start to walk it off with a minute 8 before halftime. Beale City 13, Lakers 8. So that's going to say a 10-yard walk off there to the 23-yard line. And it's going to remain first down, according to the chain gang here, first and 20. And the clock starts back up. 60 seconds to go here. They send number 12, Brendan Wisner, wide to the far sideline. Power pistol to the left. Katie, Dubes, and Diaz-Reyes in the backfield. Hand off to Terrence Dubes that goes off the right end. He drags his defenders with him to the original line of scrimmage and maybe a yard more out to the 24-yard line. Now brings up second and 19. Tackled by number 30, Alex Matthews. He's seen some action tonight. That's his first tackle, though. Tucker Gross leads tackling for Beale City with 4. He's playing defensive back.
Lakers looks like they are happy with the way the score is now after that penalty. So that back to that power pistol formation and a quick handoff to Terrence Dubes going not very far. Clock now down to 10 seconds.
And Lakers is going to let this one run out, and we will reach halftime with a one-possession game. Beale City 13, Lakers 8 at halftime on the WLAW Sports Network. When we return, we'll break down that first half for you on your home for high school football, Sports Radio 102.1.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring.
Hi, this is Derek Holland here at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. We have 77 new and used trucks on our lot that must be sold. I have 27 used, with 12 of them being GM certified pre-owned vehicles. I also have great lease deals on our brand new Chevy Silverados. So come see me, Derek Holland, and let's make a deal.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25. And Sebring.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Banking locally has many benefits. If you haven't already, it's time to make the switch to North Star Bank.
North Star Bank started local and we're staying local. Hi, this is Brian Shaw, commercial lender at North Star Bank. When you open a checking, savings, or CD at North Star Bank, we invest the deposits back into something safe and close to home. Families, local businesses, and farmers. We lend money locally to help build a vibrant, stable economy for our communities and spurring growth for other locally owned businesses. After all, here at North Star Bank, our team members don't just work in the communities we serve, it's where we live. Stop by North Star Bank to discuss your lending and deposit needs.
North Star Bank, guiding the way. Visit your local North Star Bank branch or go online at www.northstarathome.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
WLEW at the half finds the Lakers trailing by a mere 5 points to the Beale City Aggies. Beale City 13, Lakers 8. Dave Hansen and Clark Ramsey here on your WLEW Sports Halftime Show. And Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got to the score?
Well, the first quarter got off very quickly with finding Luke Farrell into the end zone from a five-yard score after a fumble recovery. Fumble lost by Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, giving the Aggies great field position. Extra point was good. 7-0 lead. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers responded with a Dustin Keady touchdown of his own. And he also ran in the two-point conversion, giving Lakers the 8-7 lead at the end of the first quarter. The lone score you just heard was just before the half was over, as Luke Farrell found the end zone again from 3 yards out on fourth down. The two-point conversion was no good, and the Aggies lead the Lakers 13-8 at the half. Clark.
One thing I'd like to note here, both Beale City scores have resulted or have actually started with a short field. Beale City's first drive of the night started at the Lakers' 37-yard line, results in a touchdown. That was, of course, set up by the fumble. Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, and then the second score with a minute 24 halftime, that drive started on the 35-yard line of Lakers. So both, of course, Beale City utilizing short fields and finding themselves in the end zone.
Well, they're winning the field position battle, Clark, and Lakers did take it the extent of the field after they forced the fumble and scored as well. But all these touchdowns have come either after a fumble or after a punt that didn't go very far, so off a good field position. Right now, neither team has had the ability to go the length of the field on the opposing defenses. These teams are both very similarly matched so far, and Beale City just taking advantage, again, of field position where they had a booming punt of their own. I don't know if you have that in front of you. We'll get to it. A big-time punt, and then Lakers come back with a short punt And, again, that's how Beale City wins the field position battle. And, again, only had 37 yards to go after all that was done.
Yeah, Beale City punted from their own 21-yard line. It ended at the 19-yard line of Lakers.
So they flipped the field on the Lakers simply by punting. And when